This is episode 1736. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down, to connect to the best part of who you are. We are in the middle of our series this week, where we're exploring mental wellness. In each episode, you have discovered a meditation technique and insight into how to keep yourself mentally and emotionally fit. And in today's episode, you will discover, as your meditation technique for today, a way to tap into your inner truth. When you're experiencing stress and anxiety and depression, a lot of times it's because of faulty beliefs that do not represent your truth, especially the truth of your present moment. Sometimes negative thoughts come your way, and you may be bothered by them on a regular basis, or you may be able to replace them with positive thoughts. But if you get stuck in a cycle of rumination, this is what can lead to intense fear and anxiety and depression, where you can begin to feel no hope or stuck in a pattern that interferes with the reality of your present moment. So what happens is these fears and negative thoughts cycle through your mind, and they replace the opportunity and the beauty of the present moment. And that is your truth. Whatever you're living at this moment, that is your truth. And so past hurts and fears that linger can interfere with your enjoyment today. The good news is that you can break out of these rumination cycles. And keep in mind that depression, anxiety, stress, fears, worries, you can break the cycle. And you are on your way, if you are here listening to this episode. So what you're doing now is one of the most important things you could be doing today as you focus on your wellness. So there's processing the pain of the past, which is healthy. But then there's also the process of letting the pain of the past interfere with today. So as you do your meditation technique today, I would like to introduce you to your fifth chakra. If you're not familiar with chakras, they're often referred to in yoga and meditation, and chakras represent your emotions and where they seem to settle within you. And chakras are considered to be cycles of energy, or these particular emotions that represent your experiences, your memories, and all your past experiences. We know that as much as we wish, our past remains with us. How much it remains with us is up to us. So when you focus on your fifth chakra, most people consider there to be seven chakras. Well, your fifth chakra is located at your throat, And what it represents is your truth. It has to do with your neck and your vocal cords and your voice, how you come across to others and how others perceive you, your oral communication. Do you speak your truth? Each chakra has a color associated with it. I know many of you enjoy color therapy, which is powerful. Colors can really soothe us or even agitate us. Well, the color of your fifth chakra at your throat is a deep indigo blue. This is often the color of truth and confidence. Businesses that have to do with gaining your trust and confidence, such as law firms, they often use blue in their business cards or in their brochures because blue is noted to be a color that helps you to feel calm and confident and to have trust. So you could visualize yourself surrounded by the color blue as you meditate today. Know that the full guided meditations are on my app, which is the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try it for 2 weeks free. I won't actually always have the 2 weeks free access to the full app. I have this promotion going on now, so you can give the app a whirl and see what you think. There are over 1,700 guided meditations there. And you also get a journal that's customized with each week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide with all the different meditation techniques on the guide. So again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for now for 2 weeks free. So as you get ready to settle yourself down into your meditation today to try out this technique to let go of ruminating negative thoughts, make sure you feel relaxed and comfortable as you're seated. And close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward as they're closed. And focus now at your throat and think about past hurts or fears you may be experiencing today. Anxiety, sadness. And notice if these negative thoughts stem from past experiences. Notice where you feel these thoughts in your body when you think about them. And then think about whether or not these thoughts represent your truth. Do they represent who you really are and what you want out of life and what you're currently doing? Do they interfere with the truth of the joy and opportunity right now in the present moment? You can visualize yourself surrounded with indigo blue color at your throat and allow these ruminating thoughts to float away. Recognize them and honor them for having been a part of your life journey and let them float gently away. And focus on the moment now and the opportunities right before you. You are so worth slowing down for.